Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as view enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, the most censored and suppressed radio program and television program in the country. No question about it. No question about it. Lots to cover today. You guys just heard during the break, you can't make this up. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to visually see what an abomination looks like, this is it. This is him right here. This is one of them. The Secret Life of Smith Station Mayor and Baptist Pastor F.L. Bubba Copeland as a transgender curvy girl. He said, not she said, he said, it's a hobby I do to relieve stress. The man dresses like a woman to relieve stress. Here he is, social media platforms, if not. The left side is this overweight man, bald-headed. On the right side, a man dressed with a wig on and dressed as a woman. And, of course, everybody's mourning. There's a picture of him on the left, and that guy on the right is Donald Trump spending time together. And Britton LeBaire, Britina Blair, it was his name. That's what he used. He's got explicit photos here. Matter of fact, I don't know what those explicit photos are, and I haven't dug into them for the very reason that he's a sick joker that who's now met his maker. This mayor, this pastor that is a transgender, as he called himself, that did what he did to relieve himself of stress, has now answered to God for his actions. He was found out by a conservative outlet that did their job in exposing this man that was dressing like a woman. He gets pulled over by the police officer and shoots himself on scene. Now, is this something that anybody desires? Absolutely not. But you got to ask yourself the question, friends. What was this man feeding on to feed that monster? I mean, if you want to know, friends, why they are not preaching out against the sins that they're advocating for through their tolerance, now you know. Now you know. But the mainstream media had to highlight the fact that this pastor was dressing like a woman, and you can rest assured they're going to try to pick it up and normalize it like they have been. They're using any tragedy, friends, for their advantage, because remember, they have to put themselves in the position of the victim while they attack. Just like this right here. I wonder what other sorts of crimes that he was guilty of on so many different fronts. I mean, and when I say that, really, I mean it in the sense of, if he's busted doing this, what else has he been doing that he hasn't been busted for, at least on this earth? Because rest assured, it was revealed. All things are naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do, friends. All things. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. And now this man now also understands that all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. I don't know why people think that if they take themselves out, that they're going to be free from judgment. No, what they're doing is they're hastening themselves unto judgment, to the judgment throne. And the Bible says that even as they looked at him, they were terror-stricken. And the fact of the matter is, on a positive note, the man that's ready to actually face his judge is the man that longs to be freed from his sin, said Martin Luther, and he's exactly right. Remember, Jesus came into the world to save his people from their sin, friends, not to use him as a covering for their sins. Now, as we can see, this is the modern gospel, and this is what's been going on far too long. Again, this is why they're tolerant. This is why they're apathetic towards the crimes. They're accomplices, friends, is what they are, of the crimes that are being committed against normal people in this country. And if you want to read Deuteronomy 22 verse 5, you will understand very quickly as to why this is in fact an abomination. I also want to say something to my friends on the feed right now, Rumble feed. As you're noticing, the numbers are again swelling as far as the followers go, but notice the numbers of watching and watchers that are watching the program right now. Just to kind of give you and to convey to you some sort of an idea as to what we're dealing with over here. And for the 50,000th time, I am quite sick and tired of the illegal censorship taking place over here. Before we get to anything else, friends, if you want to call in, you can. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. The number's 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. 9933. And this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Let me just take this line upon line, precept upon precept, really quick, friends. Now that I'm talking about the modern gospel and how they use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, Galatians 5:13, they don't understand grace. It's not grace, friends. It's licentiousness. They think that they can use the grace of God to cover their sins when, in fact, that's not at all what grace is. It's the empowerment to restrain from sin. We're saved by grace through faith. Where sin abounds, grace did much more abound. Not succumb, abound. Romans 5:20. I just noticed this morning. This guy posts, salvation is not a reward for the righteous. No, that's exactly right. Right. Salvation is not a reward for the righteous, right? While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for sinners, right? And then it says, it is a gift for the guilty. And I got to tell you, friends, right when I seen it, I thought, yep, there's another idiot, a biblical illiterate that has no idea what he's posting. What I did is I took the time and I said to him, I said, finish it in context. Salvation is not a reward for the righteous. This is true. Right? Jesus didn't come to, basically save the righteous. No. He came to seek and save that which is lost. Right? Those that are whole need not a physician, but those that are sick, Jesus said. And I said to him, I said, so for them that have repented, this applies. That is the message. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3:2. The message is not salvation is not a reward for the righteous out of context. And then to post on the bottom of his little post here, meme, it's a gift for the guilty. And I knew exactly what was going to happen. I said, this is very misleading. I said, keep it in context. And some guy comes right behind me and proves the point. And you know what he says? Yes, we are all guilty. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not making this up. Yes, we are all guilty. Thank you, Jesus. So we rejoice in our sin or our salvation from our sin. Which one's scriptural, friends? We're going to take a quick break. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. I was just highlighting this, just covering a couple topics again, friends, just keeping people on track here. Salvation is not a reward for the righteous. Again, this is absolutely true. Okay? Absolutely true. We're saved by grace through faith and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. Right? But then he posts on the bottom of it, of his meme, it's a gift for the guilty. And I knew exactly what was going to come after his post. I said to them, for them that have repented of their sins, very misleading. And then someone comes behind me a couple posts later and said, yes, it is. Very misleading. Why? Because they took it out of context. So this guy, he comes in behind me and says, yes, we are all guilty. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. That's how God is praised. That's how we're supposed to praise the Lord. Oh, hey, Lord, we're guilty, man. Thanks, we're guilty, Jesus. I'm so happy we're all guilty. Man, thanks for confirming me in my sin. So therefore, I don't need salvation from my sin. No, they have failed to take their eyes off the cross at that point, not realizing the Father sent the Son as the propitiation to redeem us back unto Himself through the blood of His Son on the cross. And these goofs, friends, what are they doing? It's a gift for the guilty. Yay. Bruce says, yes, we are guilty. Thank you, Jesus. And I said, Bruce, I said, let's praise our guilt, huh? I said, really, Bruce? You just proved the error of this post. But this is what the modern-day professors believe. Somehow or another, they're heaven-bound. When they're praising, friends, their guilt. Not their salvation. Salvation is liberation from sin. Liberation from bondage. Not praising God for being in bondage. I just want to make clear as to you all understanding what I'm saying here. Okay, cool. Let's go on to the next point here. I got some really cool things I want to show you in just a minute here. A lot of people have been talking about this, you know, the Bible now and science then. going back to the old and how science used to contradict the Bible and how it returns back to the Word of God. Here, let me give you a couple of these really quick, okay? Individual number of stars, the Bible. Science then, which, by the way, science is the study of creation, just so you know, God's creation. Science then said that there was only 1,100 stars. You can't make it up. I mean, as a guy, maybe he should come to where we live, because when you look up, there is literally a numberless amount of stars. But this guy decided to say that science then, only 1,100 stars. The Bible says innumerable, incalculable number of stars. That's right. And what did it return to? The Word of God. From floating of earth in space... The Bible tells us that in Job 26, verse 7, science used to say, Earth sat on a large animal. No joke. No joke. Okay, what did it revert back to? That it is, as Job 26, verse 7 says, free float of earth in space. Just for the record. Okay. Another one, the Bible, creation made of... I'm sorry, the lighting's kind of bad where I'm at. The creation is made of invisible elements. Okay, science then used to say science was ignorant on the topic or the subject. And then science now says creation made of invisible elements. Of course, because that's what the Bible said. You ever notice how all truth leads back to Jesus? Anybody seeking the truth will always end up back at Jesus. Anybody ever take the time to notice that? He's the stumbling block to the disobedient. But have you ever noticed, I said that because I know that that was applying to someone that was watching me right now. But here's the deal. If you're really sincerely seeking for the truth, it's always going to go right to the foot of the cross of Jesus Christ. He was the only one that ever said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me, in John 14:6. So why don't we just stick to the plan? Because as I'm showing you right now, the Word is always proved infallible. God is not a man that he should lie, right? Here's another one. Each star is different, 1 Corinthians 15:41. Science now says each star is different. Science used to say all stars were the same. Okay. All right, light moves. Job 38:19 through 20. Science now, light moves. Science used to say light was fixed in a fixed place. Air has weight. Job 28:25, the Bible. Science now, air has weight. Science used to say air uses or was weightless. Okay. Wind blows in cyclones. Ecclesiastes 1:6, the Bible. Science now, wind blows in cyclones. Science used to say what blows, winds blow straight. Okay, I wonder where they were. Probably in a tunnel somewhere. That's what I'm suspecting. What do you? What do you think about that? Blood is the source of life. 17:11 of Leviticus. Matter of fact, blood, the life is in the blood, is what Scripture says in King James. But it says here, blood is the source of life and health, the Bible. Science now agrees with the Bible. Science used to say sick people must be bled. It used to be called bloodletting. I mean, that's insane. Watching a documentary on John Adams, and they bloodlet him. They used to believe that if they cut him and then bled him out, that they could somehow or another get rid of the disease while outside of his body, when in fact it was that blood that sustained his life in the first place within his body. Again, you can't make it up, folks, right? Ocean floor contains deep valleys and mountains, 2 Samuel 22:16, Jonah 2:6, and that's what the Bible says. Science says the same thing. Science used to say the ocean floor was flat. Okay, I don't know where they're getting this from. I really don't. It's just all suspect on their part, in hopes of agreeing with their assessment rather than with what the Word of God is, because they're in strong contrast, at least their lifestyles are, to the Word of God. Again, they're discovering God's creation, and then they want to deny the discoverer or the creator. That doesn't make any sense. Let's go to the next one. We have, when dealing out diseases, hands should be washed. Bible. Yep, that's what it's always said. The science now says the same thing. And they used to tell people that you need to wash your hands in still water. That was the way to stay clean. Again, you can't make this up. I just wanted to share this because everybody's on this scientific search of a flat earth, a sphere as the earth, and this, that, and the other thing, stars, moon, whatever the case is. Let's just keep our eyes fixed, folks. Hebrews 12:2. Science also says that we need at least four basic elements to survive. Here's one of them, friends. Water, air, food, and light. Is that true? Absolutely it is. And look what the Bible tells us about Jesus. I am the living water, Jesus. I am the breath of life, Jesus. I am the bread of life, Jesus. And I am the light of the world. Was science right? Is again, friends, I'm telling you, it all leads back to Jesus. It all does. And just think about this. You can deny it all that you will while you're here on this earth. But remember, life is but a vapor. But at the end of that vapor, guess what? All roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. Hebrews 9:27. 2 Corinthians 5:10. It's absolutely true. Revelation 21, verse 8. How do you know? Because I've done business with the Lord. That's how I know. I'm born of His Spirit. And when you're led of His Spirit, you begin to know who He is. When you feed on the bread of life, you take on more as He continuously regenerates you and renews you in Titus 3:5. Just wanted to make that clear. I want to go back to something that was really cool. This came across my scroll, and then I had a couple other thoughts. And I just kind of wanted to edify people concerning the spiritual world because it is very real. And when it comes to angels, the Bible is very clear when it talks in Hebrews 13:2, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Has anybody ever had that experience? Anybody have that sort of testimony? Because I'll tell you what, I've seen it a couple times in my life where I had to really hold back in my thoughts concerning some of the experiences that I've had in life. And one of these videos that I'm going to show you, at least the first one, is very cool. And this is the sort of experience that I had. And I don't need to get into the details of that right now. I want you to see the details of that on this video. But it is very cool. What it is a mystery man that prays for this girl that was in a car accident. And everybody's seen him, including, I believe, I can stand corrected on this, over 70 pictures were taken of this man that prayed for this girl that was in an accident that got hit by a drunk driver. He disappears. He has tons of eyewitnesses. They were all looking for him. And what's even... Well, I don't want to say eerie, because it's not eerie to me. It's very wonderful, mysterious. Is the man even disappeared from the pictures? And you know who reported this? The mainstream media did. And then I'm going to show you that one, and then I'm going to show you another one where a man in Michigan came home and they replayed their video. And folks, I'm not going to let the angel out of the bag here, per se, metaphorically speaking, but I do want you to see this and you come up to your own conclusions as to what I'm about ready to show you. Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to call in, the phone lines are fixed, by the way. The phone lines are fixed. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A motorcycle rally in Texas erupted into gunfire over the weekend.
An investigation is underway after five people were injured during a shooting at a motorcycle rally in Galveston, Texas. Police say shots were fired late Saturday night as crowds for the Lone Star Rally gathered in the historic district known as the Strand. The condition of the five is unknown at this time. One person of interest has been detained but not yet charged. There's no word on what led up to the shooting or how many people actually pulled out a gun. Galveston is about 50 miles southeast of Houston in the Gulf of Mexico.
Voters in Ohio making their decision tomorrow on Issue 1, an amendment that would enshrine abortion with almost no limits into Ohio's Constitution. President Biden says over 70 Americans so far have been able to leave war-torn Gaza. Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. Somebody just said, you know what, somebody needs to answer for the way the numbers fluctuate on the show. This is nefarious activity. This has been going on in the ministry for probably 7, 8, 9, 10 years now. Again, if you're new to the show, when we first came out of the gate, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Bradley Dean and Tim Brown, morning show host, we started Sons of Liberty Media. First month that we were out there, we had 750,000 unique visitors. The first month, we were ranked 11,000 in the United States right out of the gate. The second month, 850,000 unique visitors that were coming to the show. The third month, we were tipping on 1 million. So we were beginning to blow up, literally, friends. The numbers were just, they were very satisfying to everybody that was a part of what we were doing here. And then the fourth month, we noticed that Google pulled all of our ratings, pulled us from their platforms, and they have been expunging our content for the last, as I said, 7 to 10 years now. Facebook pulled us. We had almost 1 million friends. And YouTube did the same exact thing, friends. Other outlets that you think are conservatives, friends, absolutely not. They're censoring anybody that's telling you the truth. What they're censoring here, friends, is just for the record, again, so you might know, what they're censoring is us bringing about the resolve concerning the Word of God and the Constitution. These individuals, the FBI, the CIA, the list goes on, Snopes.com, CNN fact checkers, all of these big tech companies and the useful idiots working for them, they only attack people that are effective. If one of your favorite talking heads is not being suppressed or censored, you better ask yourself the question why that is. Why aren't they being censored? Because they're parodying the mainstream media's narrative. That's why. We're bringing about resolve. That's what's different between us and other outlets across the country. The other thing is we don't serve our sponsors like those that I'm highlighting right now. We don't have sponsors here. The only sponsors that you ever hear during the break in 159 cities or on social media platforms, friends, again, for the record, are those of GCN. And we're very thankful to GCN for picking us up and broadcasting us nationwide. We are now broadcasting into 159 cities. And I know that there's some people that jump online, kind of shifting gears a little bit, but I know that there's some people that are online and they just don't like the commercials, so on and so forth. Well, you know what? So what? The fact of the matter is someone is doing us a service by blessing the ministry and doing for us what we were unable to do for ourselves. And if someone wants to come in and make us a national deal rather than just a local deal, because we were on social, or we were on a network, Salem Networks, for about 13 years here in Minneapolis. We were also in Chicago and in Washington, D.C. And when GCN came in, they said, listen, man, you're having to do all that. Let us do it for you. We jumped on the bandwagon. So I think that we can suffer old English, I'm saying. We can suffer a few commercials in between if the content really brings about the result that you claim that you're looking for. What say you? If you want to call in, over the weekend we noticed, if you didn't know, over the weekend we noticed that the phone lines weren't ringing. It was like Saturday, Friday, Thursday, and Wednesday. It was like going backwards. It was like, what's going on here? No one's calling in. And then someone called in, and they couldn't get through. And they actually dinged me and said, Bradley, the lines are down. So I reached out to GCN on Saturday after the show, and I told them, I said, there's no calls coming in. And someone just said that the lines were down. They're fixed now, okay? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Just needed to unload that really quick. Let's get over to this mystery man who prays for a girl that was just hit by a drunk driver. And the man, several people seen him, the EMTs, the police, so on and so forth, and even eyewitnesses all seen this man pray. And I'm going to let them tell the story. But what was crazy about this story was the fact that when they went to find him and thank him, they couldn't find him. And then I believe he appeared on over 70 pictures that were taken. And here's the kicker, friends. He wasn't in the pictures. Completely disappeared. Guess who highlighted this? This is a good thing, not a bad thing. And I put it in the light of Scripture because, again, Hebrews 13:12 tells us, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. You guys ready for this? This one is a kick in the pants. I can feel this one. Check it out.
Nearly 70 photographs looking for some sign of a man they swear they saw at the scene of a car accident. He prayed, a life was saved. So why did he disappear even from the photos?
Missouri miracle. Much of it, though, still a mystery. A teenager with a beautiful smile, 19-year-old Katie Lentz, trapped in her mangled car, hit by a drunk driver.
I promised her mother and her that we'd get her out.
While inside that car, Katie had one request, to pray with the rescuers out loud. And then suddenly, right there amidst the rows of corn, at the scene blocked off for nearly a mile, a man appears.
He was dressed in a black priest shirt with a white collar.
And the rescuers notice something else. He was carrying a small bottle.
He had a small little white container of anointment oil is what it appeared to be.
And he asked if he could anoint the girl
Allow
in the car.
Him to do it.
A sense of calmness come over her then, even more so than what she had been already. I can't be for certain who said or how it was said or where it come from. We very plainly heard that we should remain calm, that our tools would now work, and that we would get her out of that vehicle.
Moments later, it happened.
I could feel that, Lord.
Fire department arrives with a new set of stronger tools, finally able to cut through that frame. They all turned to thank the priest, but he was gone.
For prayer.
Okay, now I'm wondering when they're saying the priest, I wonder if that was what he was wearing that looked like maybe an angel that they were entertaining. Some will say, well, Bradley, that's crazy. No, it's not. No, it's not at all. Are you a Pharisee? Are you kidding me? You call yourself a Christian? I guess I'm putting into question concerning those that are watching and listening. You call yourself a Christian, but yet you don't believe the Word of God? What? I was doing an interview this morning on a national television program called Dove TV. They were promoting the book. They were, okay? I was just highlighting it. And in the process of doing so, he had brought up a Barna research. And George Barna, who does all this research within the church, found that out of 100% of those that called themselves Christians within the church, he said that he only found 8% to be the real deal. And then he said when it comes to those that question the word of God, he said the genuine Christians were only found within 4%. How many times have I said, friends, across the country, I can guarantee you it's less than 3%. I guarantee you it's less than 2%. I guarantee it. He found 4% that don't believe the word of God. The ones that did believe the God were the 4%. The 8% said they were genuine Christians until it came to questioning the facts found in the word of God. And when I was asked the question, he goes, what are your thoughts on George Barna research? I said, well, it just shows you that it's a lack of Christianity. He said, right. It is a lack of Christianity. It's exactly what it is. A Christian that doesn't believe. A believer that doesn't believe the word of God. Oh, my goodness. Yep, there's really people out there like that. No wonder why he doesn't manifest himself unto you. Because you don't believe what he said. Well, Bradley, you know, it's a leap of faith. Yes, it's all faith, as a matter of fact. You know, I was just thinking about this the other day when I was thinking about interviewing an individual, and I just started to ponder and thought, you know, back in the war, and I think of World War II because they call that the greatest generation. Did you know that there was so many miracles wrought concerning the soldiers coming back home? It's just so overwhelming just to see the miracles, not just answers to prayers, which are miracles within themselves, but there was an adaptation of the Lord really showing off, if I can say it that way, showing himself off. And I just, in thinking about how people don't understand Scripture, it's like, I don't understand Scripture. It's like, well, the carnal mind is at enmity with the spiritual mind, and they're at war one with each other. And that's why we need the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is given to those that obey Acts 5:32. And when you have the Holy Ghost, you know what the Holy Ghost does? Now I'm going to make sense of this. He's the one that illuminates you to understand what most people don't understand because it shows you that who you're born of. He bridges the gap. He bridges the gap. He brings the understanding that you need. When you pray and ask Him for it, right? That I might know all things at all times in all places. That I'm enriched in all things in Christ Jesus. Does this sound like Scripture, friends? Yeah, well, guess what? It is. And I thought of the guys in World War II, and I thought about how people say that quite a bit. As a matter of fact, if you look in the Word of God, you'll oftentimes see prophets saying one thing, and then what they'll do is they'll stop and they'll go way out into left field, or they'll go way out into right field, and it's like, where did you just go? And then he starts saying something completely different. That is the prophetic ministry right there. They are the power pointers right there. Now, I want you to get this. Okay? The Holy Ghost took over, is what He did. How many times have we heard stories of those that were in war, World War II, and I think about in particular, where a troop would go to an other side of a bridge, but they couldn't see the other side of the bridge because it was all fogged over. But because they walked by faith and not by sight, they kept going the right direction, the direction they were led to go into, Romans 8:14. And what they did is they obeyed that leading, and what they realized is they got to the other side of the bridge because they obeyed that leading. And then once the fog was all gone, they turned around and said to themselves, oh my goodness, we got across the bridge because we obeyed. And in the process of doing that, you now have something. It went from wisdom to now that you have something called understanding. Understanding is having knowledge and knowing how to use it. That's called wisdom. And now you have the experience and the testimonial to understand how the Holy Ghost works. How many times have you ever been taught in such a fashion by the Holy Ghost? You don't have to see it. Just follow the leading. Everything's fogged over, but we walk by faith, not by sight. We get to the other side. The fog moves, and here we have it. We were on track, and the Lord had us. He had all things in control, and He gave us the understanding. He did. As we look back, how many times Matter of fact, I was just writing about this a little bit ago. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I want to show you another video on the other side when a man comes home and a woman comes home. And this video is about as crystal clear as it gets. This is in Michigan. I'll show you in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism. Get out here, Bradley Dean. You won't hear a better speaker.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, just a scriptural reference to the point that I was making last, Isaiah 50, verse 10. And it tells us, I think it says 56:10, forgive me, Isaiah 56, verse 10. Who is among you that feareth the Lord and that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and him hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Okay. That's exactly what I was talking about during, concerning the parable that I was giving you concerning the guys in World War II walking across the bridge that they couldn't see because it was heavily fogged over, and then they understood on the other side. That's how the Lord leads the church in so many different ways. If it's not prophetically, it's a different function of the prophetic gift, by the way. But in saying that, that's how he leads the church, friends. And again, read Romans 8:14 when you get a moment. Now let's go over to this guy. He was in Michigan. I believe he's a firefighter, okay, which is irrelevant to the point, but I guess I just wanted to throw that in there if I recollect the story rightly. But Inside Edition did a piece on this guy, and if you haven't seen this, folks, this is pretty awesome. Again, I'm premising this on Hebrews 13:2. Be not forgetful to entertain angels or strangers, forgive me, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Tell me what your thoughts of this one our friends, and then I'm going to cover the main topic for the remainder of the time that we have in the show. Check this out. This is in Michigan.
Did this photo capture a miracle?
The image shows a glowing silhouette hovering above a pickup truck in northern Michigan.
I was just like, whoa! I thought, that's an angel.
Local fire chief Glenn Thorman says his home's motion sensor security camera snapped the photo around midnight. A second image shows the angel appearing to be flying away. His wife, Rhonda, is taking it as a sign her home is blessed.
We're just strong believers, so it was just awesome to have that picture come through, and there's just no way that it's not an angel.
So, what do you see? Social media response was mixed. Definitely an angel, wrote one Facebook commenter. It looks like a moth that's close to the camera, posted another.
There's a lot of naysayers that make fun of it and whatever, and that's okay.
I do truly consider it a blessing. It's definitely an angel.
See, but you know what differentiates us from the rest of the people? This is where people are missing it. There's a witness of the Spirit to the truth of the matter. And this is why people look at Christians as being flaky. Well, they say, well, we can't see him, therefore he's not there. No, that's what the Sadducees did. They didn't believe in a spiritual world. I kind of broke into that just a little bit during the last segment. But wait a second, the Bible's filled with angelic accounts. And it's absolutely amazing to me that people say, oh, you know, it's a butterfly. Does that look like a butterfly to you folks? Flying away at a distance? I mean, you go ahead and make of it what you will, but the bottom line is the Lord said, there's angels. There's an innumerable number of angels, both here and there, in heaven and on earth. Remember, the earth is his footstool, his throne. Folks, is in the heavens. Anyways, I wanted to share that with you because I just thought it was that valuable. I just love when we see this because it's just like the Lord just reminding everybody, even with our eyes if he has to, that, hey guys, I'm right here. I'm omnipresent. I'm everywhere at the same time. I know that you don't understand that in your little infinite minds, but the fact of the matter is I mean what I say. Just wanted to put my fingerprint right there and show you something or send one of my angels to remind you that I'm still here watching over you. Psalm 91, that all the Christians in the world love to recite when they're scared, right? Hidden under the shadow of the Almighty, and then talks about the angelical powers that be. I mean, all through the book of Psalms, my goodness. Send forth the angel of the Lord to chase our enemies into dark, slippery places. Sends forth the angel of the Lord to basically drive a sword back into the counsels of the enemy. To break the teeth of the wicked and ungodly man. I mean, I can go on and on and on and on concerning the spiritual world. Christianity is 100% spiritual. How do you deny your existence? Again, makes absolutely no sense on so many different fronts. I can get to a couple of these things tomorrow. I do want to cover one of the main topics. I had a friend today that was on last week, Carlos Lopez, who had sent me some more information concerning Apple. And matter of fact, I just did an article this morning on this very topic. And what it was BlackRock CEO Larry Fink stating that you have to force behaviors. If you don't force behaviors, whether it's gender or race or just any way you want to say it, the composition of your team, you're going to be impacted. That's not just recruiting, it's development. We're going to have to force change, said Larry Fink. How fitting to have a name like Larry Fink. Yeah. What they're doing is they are tying into, as they are working with forces in China to force behavior in the United States of America. That's another reason they're bringing these illegals in, because they're going to give them a little taste of America, and then they're going to force behavior. Mark my words, if the American people don't put a stop to this, right? And then what we did is we brought about the correlation between the Chinese government and the American government. If you remember, we were talking about this, I believe it was on Saturday, why China's social credit scheme will create more corruption, not a better society. And then what we do is we highlight the fact that many people have been ousted by the Chinese government for not submitting to the corrupt Chinese government. That's what they're doing here in America now. They're already working through the financial institutions Carlos Lopez Jr. shared with us last week. Okay? Like, for example, you can't criticize the government. If you do, you'll get a bad credit score. No joke. Criticizing the government, criticizing the social credit system, you'll get a bad score. Visiting unauthorized websites, well, then what are they doing up? And unauthorized to the big tech companies and corruption and government, friends, are those that tell you the truth of the matter. Making frivolous purchases, you get a low credit score. Watching pornography, playing too many video games, not paying your debts, not having your dog on a leash, not cleaning up after your dog, smoking on trains, bad driving or traffic offenses, or jaywalking, you get a bad credit score, so therefore you can't buy or sell. Did you hear me? Buy or sell. You might want to read Revelation 13, 17 when you get a moment. Okay. All right, so Carlos sends me this morning some pertinent information for the American people. Apple has canceled apps for their political views or their ideological reasonings. Pay attention to the correlation, friends. Apple terminated employees who sued the company for political discrimination. The company has engaged in censorship activity in China, Taiwan. How many times have we heard over the last couple years about Treasonous Joe being a front for the Chinese or the Communist Party? I did highlight the fact 2 weeks ago, folks, on the border, they're finding a 900% increase of Chinese nationalists coming into America. If you don't believe me, you can just go ahead and ask Gretchen Whitmer from Michigan, who decided to go ahead and put a plant there. All the employees are Chinese nationalists. They're putting police departments up of Chinese nationalists in New York City. Folks, it's called a siege. It's a slow takeover. Are you paying attention? It's just going to get to the point where one day you're going to wake up and it's all over. I say this to the apathetic and the tolerant who aid and strengthening tyrants. Okay? He also gave me a little information that the company, Apple, leverages its corporate reputation. This is called fascism. And funds to support and solicit support for groups hostile to freedom or that of expression. That's right. But you got to ask yourself the question. So the corporate state is being used to tighten the noose on people that disobey corruption within the government, because what we're seeing is big tech company doing that. They're subversive organizations that are subversive to the American Constitution. They're attacking people that are holding to the Constitution and the Word of God, and that's on them, not on me. But with that said, friends, we're seeing this in play already, where governments and big corporations are funding these groups to nearly browbeat those that refuse to submit. You know that word they like to use, racist? They use groups like Southern Poverty Law Center, which is in deep trouble today, by the way. That is a subversive organization. Tim Cook, the CEO, is referred to... Tim Cook is he's a sodomite. Just wanted to let you know that. If you want to understand why they call these people backwards, the sodomites, you're understanding why. He's referred to religious freedom legislation as pro-discrimination and is signatory of the Business Roundtable 2019 statement on the Purpose Corporation, which promotes stakeholder capitalism. Folks, these are the people supporting BLM and subversive organizations in America. You can thank Apple for that.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.